Hi, and welcome to Show Tunes with Kate Botello from Interlochen Public Radio. Coming up, we'll get into War and Peace with superstar Josh Groban, go to Paris, and try to age gracefully. Or not. We'll check in with some of the shows of the moment, and at intermission, bend your brain a bit with some Broadway trivia. Lights are dimming in our virtual house, and the orchestra is warming up for the overture. So please, silence your cell phone and lock your screen so you don't accidentally call your great Aunt Margaret in the middle of the show. Unless she's into show tunes, at which point, sure. Tonight's overture is set during the Terror of the French Revolution by way of the 1905 novel and 1997 musical, The Scarlet Pimpernel. That was Frank Wildhorn's overture to the 1997 musical The Scarlet Pimpernel. The show started out as a concept album and went through four different versions before they finally called it a finished work. And now, I've said this before on the show, but it's worth repeating, when it comes to show tunes, I am fickle. And what I mean by that is that I always have a new favorite. And right now, my new favorite show is Natasha, Pierre, and the Great Comet of 1812. And hey, it's not just me. As of the taping of this show, it's only just opened on Broadway, and people are loving it. The theater is set up in an immersive style that makes you feel like you're sitting in the middle of a Russian salon. It's literary, but it's also ridiculous, and the score is all over the place in a really great way. Now, apparently, the technical term for it is electropop opera, but it goes from, like, Russian bluegrass polka to classic Broadway to Josh Groban having a Rufus Wainwright moment. No, really. For reference, hope that you will want to stay. And this clip from Pierre's introduction.
It's dawned on me suddenly, and for no obvious reason, that I can't go on living as I am.
See, I love that. Now, the show is based on Tolstoy's War and Peace, Volume 2, Part 5. Music and lyrics are by Dave Malloy. The prologue will tell you the rest.
There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre is in tears. There's a war going on out there somewhere, and Andre is in tears. There's a war going on out there.
Mother's strict yet kind.
Natasha's got mother strict yet kind. Maria's old school, Sonia's good. Natasha's young and Andre is in tears. This is on your program. You are at the opera. Gonna have to study up a little bit if you want to keep with the fun. It's a complicated Russian novel. Everyone's got nine different names. So look it up in your program.
Married to Pierre.
Anatole's sister married to Pierre. Elaine is a slut. Anatole is hot. Maria's old school. Sonia's good. Natasha's young and Andre is in tears.
Don't look all this fierce, but not too important. Anatole's friend a crazy good shot.
Anatole's friend a crazy good shot. Don't look all this fierce. Elaine is a slut.
And Malaga's just for fun.
Malaga's just for fun. Malaga's fun. Bukonski's crazy. Mary's plain. Dolokhov's fierce. Elaine is a slut. Anatole's hot. Maria's old school. Sonia's good. Natasha's young. And Andre's in tears. What about Pierre? Dear, bewildered and awkward Pierre. What about Pierre? Rich, unhappily married Pierre. What about Pierre? What about
no obvious reason that I can't go on living as I am. The zest of life has vanished, only the skeleton remains unexpectedly vile. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better. I used to be better, I used to be better, I used to be better.
Oh, oh, Pierre, our merry feast and prank. Our most dear, most kind, most smart and eccentric, a warm-hearted Russian of the old school. His purse is always empty, cause it's open to all. One of a hundred sad old men living out their final days in Moscow.
Sex.
Oh, oh, Pierre, our merry feast and
recording and concert superstar Josh Groban is now a Broadway star, making his debut in the new smash Natasha, Pierre, and The Great Comet of 1812. Okay, moving on from my new favorite musical, here are some tunes from some audience favorites on Broadway at the moment. We'll hear next from Jersey Boys and An American in Paris.
And then one day, a tune pops into my head. I jot down some dummy words, Nick and I do a quick head arrangement, then we call the studio and sing it to crew. And the whole world exploded.
As a lark, you'll be getting started when you learn to toe the mark. That's toe the mark, toe the mark.
On Tuesday, then you ought to show both your little regals how to do the heel and toe. That's the heel and toe, heel and toe.
On Wednesday, walk around the block and at every corner, stop and do the eagle rock. That's the eagle rock. On Thursday, whistle as you go on a journey off to Buffalo.
On Friday, take a little stroll and do the Oceana roll.
On Saturday, then you let her go when you do the Todolo.
On Sunday, I will guarantee that you can do the shivaree. Shivaree, shivaree, shivaree. All together now, toe the mark, heel and toe. Eagle rock off to Buffalo. Oceana roll, toe the low.
Shivaree,
there you go!
so fair. Shoes, go on and carry me there.
I'll build a stairway to paradise
with a new step every day. With a new step every day.
I'll build a stairway to paradise with a new step every day.
Max von Essen and Brandon Uranowitz gave us George Gershwin's I'll Build a Stairway to Paradise, written for George White's Scandals of 1922 and repurposed for the 2015 musical An American in Paris. Before that, we heard John Lloyd Young doing an amazing Frankie Valli with the other Jersey Boys in a biographical musical full of hits from the heyday of the 1960s quartet, The Four Seasons. I wanted to give a special shout-out to Jersey Boys, which, despite being an audience favorite on Broadway, is closing in January after a 12-year run. Best wishes to the cast and crew. Well, since we ended that last set in Paris, let's stay there for a while with some Paris-themed music from Can Can, Gigi, and Dear World.
Every time I look down on this timeless town, whether blue or gray be her skies, whether loud be her cheer, or whether soft be her tears, more and more do I realize. I love Paris in the springtime. I love Paris in the fall. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles. I love Paris every moment, every moment of the year. I love Paris. Why do I love Paris? Because my love is near. I love Paris in the winter when it drizzles. I love Paris in the summer when it sizzles.
From the street comes the cry of the rooster in search of the hen, and Paris is Paris again. Stars on their beat, looking down on the sweet intertwining of women and men, and Paris is Paris again. Lovers in closets and shoes in the drawer, screams on the Rue Madeleine. Swords in the park, a shot in the dark, and Paris is thrillingly, killingly Paris again. Moon burning bright, and like bats in the night, come the well-feathered demi-mondaine, and Paris is Paris again. Ladies you know, arm in arm with their low-class anovas, meander the Seine, and Paris is Paris again. Meetings at 9 that tomorrow will be, meetings with lawyers at 10. handfuls of hair, a tooth on the chair, and Paris is spicily, vicily Paris again. The cuckold is heard in the land, hailing la vie parisienne. Joy and remorse, delight and divorce, and Paris is godly, bodily, physically, aphrodisically Paris again.
Pâté de foie gras, Thursday's gardenias, ribbons and orange rhymes. A volume of Chaucer bound in Morocco, lilies and coffee grimes. The pit of a peach, the stem of a cherry floating in pink champagne. There was a time when garbage was a pleasure, when you found the sound of good and plenty gurgling in your drain. The world was all ginger and lime. The world was the rustle of silk, purple and puce, crystal and lace, fresh orange juice, ginger and lime.
The shell of the clam, the claw of the lobster, hairpins and chocolate mousse. A page of Othello, gilt at the edges, daisies, the charlotte russe. A rose and the fan, a piece of pimento, floating in turquoise ink. There was a time when garbage was a pleasure, when you found the joy of gracious living underneath your sink.
The world was all ginger and lime. The world was the rustle of silk, purple and puce, crystal and lace, fresh orange juice, ginger and lime.
Pâté de foie gras, Thursday's gardenias, ribbons and orange rhymes. A volume of Chaucer bound in Morocco, lilies and coffee grimes. The pit on the peach, the stem of a cherry, floating in pink champagne. There was a time when garbage was a pleasure, when you found the sound of good and plenty gurgling in your drain.
Where the air is beautiful, the women are beautiful, even the garbage is beautiful. That was Angela Lansbury with Milo O'Shea and the cast of Dear World, Jerry Herman's 1969 musical take on the Mad Woman of Chaillot. And Paris is full of love in Lerner and Lowe's 1973 stage adaptation of Gigi, with Alfred Drake singing the role of Honoré. Now, audiences and critics greatly preferred the movie version of Gigi, and the stage adaptation flopped, but it won the Tony for Best Score anyway. Now, before that, we heard Lilo, the French actress with one name, croon I Love Paris from Cole Porter's 1953 show Can Can. The best thing about that show, though, really, was Gwen Verdon. Now, the story goes that Lilo was very jealous of all the attention that that little upstart dancer Gwen was getting and insisted her part be cut down. So Gwen went out, did her cut-down part, and stopped the show. The audience went nuts. She had to come out in her bathrobe and take a bow so they would stop clapping. So that score would be Lilo 1, Gwen, all the other points. Lights are coming up in our virtual house, so grab a beverage and a spot on a comfy couch and put on your thinking caps, because here comes a tough trivia question. Now, in our last episode, we heard music from Maury Yazbek's Fellini-based show, Nine. Without peeking at the album credits, do you know who was the famous orchestrator who helped bring Yazbek's score to life? Was it A, Robert Russell Bennett, who orchestrated shows like South Pacific, My Fair Lady, and Camelot? B, Jonathan Tunick, winner of the EGOT, that's Emmy, Grammy, Oscar, Tony, with an enormous list of shows. He's perhaps best known to Broadway audiences for his Sondheim orchestrations. Is it C, Erwin Kostel, who did The Music Man, Fiorello, and West Side Story? Or D, William D. Braun, a native Michigander, by the way, orchestrator of shows like Miss Saigon, Ragtime, and Wicked. Or is it E, Michael Starobin, orchestrator of Sunday in the Park with George, The Mystery of Edwin Drood, and Once on This Island? I'll have the answer for you in our next episode. If you can't stand the suspense, look it up in the Broadway Musical Quiz Book by Laura Francos. I really don't care if you cheat. I mean, we don't have a prize other than musical theater points, but those are highly valued in some circles. See if you can guess while you take in this number from Guido's long-suffering wife, Louisa, as she deftly handles a press conference. I love the way Karen Aker's voice sounds with the orchestra in this one.
My husband makes movies to make them. He lives a kind of dream in which his actions aren't always what they seem. He may be on to some unique romantic theme. Some men catch fish, some men tie flies, some earn their living baking bread. My husband, he goes a little crazy, making movies instead. My husband spins fantasies, he lives them, then gives them to you all. When he was working on the film on ancient Rome, he made the slave girls take the gladiators home. Some men buy stocks, some men punch clocks, some leap where others fear to tread. My husband, as author and director, makes up stories in his head. Guido Contini, Luisa Contini, number one genius and number one fan. Guido Contini, Luisa Contini, daughter of well-to-do Florentine clan. Long ago, 20 years ago, once the names were Guido Contini, Luisa del Forno, actress with dreams and a life of her own, passionate, wild, and in love in Livorno, singing with Guido all night on the phone. Long ago, someone else ago, oh, he needs me so, and he'll be the last to know it. My husband makes movies. To make them, he makes himself obsessed. He works for weeks on end without a bit of rest. No other way can he achieve his level best. Some men read books, some shine their shoes, some retire early when they've seen the evening news. My husband only rarely comes to bed. My husband makes movies instead. My husband makes movies.
Thank you very much, Mrs. Contini.
Karen Akers, as Luisa, sang My Husband Makes Movies by Maura Yazbek and a mystery orchestrator. Find out who in our next episode. Oh, there's the bell, and lights are flashing in our virtual lobby, so it looks like it's time to make it back into the house for Act Two. You can bring your beverage with you. I'm fine with that. And now, some meditations on aging. Gracefully or not, that's up to you. We'll start with Irene Ryan in Pippin and Walter Houston in Knickerbocker Holiday.
When you are as old as I, my dear, and I hope that you never are, you will woefully wonder why, my dear, through your cataracts and catarrh, you could squander away or sequester a drop of a precious year. For when your best days are yester, the rest are twice as dear. What good is a field on a fine summer night if you sit all alone with the weeds? Or a succulent pear if with each juicy bite you spit out your teeth with the seeds? Before it's too late, stop trying to wait. For fortune and fate, you're secure of. For there's one thing to be sure of, mate. There's nothing to be sure of. Oh, it's time to start living. Time to take a little from this world we're given. Time to take time, 'cause spring will turn to fall in just no time at all. I never wondered if I was afraid when there was a challenge to take. I never thought about how much I weighed when there was still one piece of cake. Maybe it's meant the hours I've spent feeling broken and bent and unwell, but there's still no cure so heaven sent as the chance to raise some hell. Everybody, oh,
just no time at all.
romantic and long, and give me a month to get ready. Now I could waylay some aging roué and persuade him to play in some cranny. But it's hard to believe I'm being led astray by a man. Refuse to grow old, I can stay young till I die. Now I've known up years of 66 years, I've had troubles and tears by the score, but the only thing I trade them for is 67
the girls. I played me a waiting game. If a maid refused me with tossing curls, I'd let the old earth take a couple of whirls. While I plied her with tears in place of pearls, as time came around, she came my way. As time came around, she came. But it's a long, long while from May to December, and the days grow short when you reach September. And I have lost one tooth, and I walk a little lame, and I haven't got time for the waiting game. And the days turn to gold as they grow few. September, November. And these few golden days I'd spend with you. These golden days I'd spend with you. When you meet with the young men early in spring, they court you in song and rhyme. They woo you with words in a clover ring. But if you examine the goods they bring, they have little to offer but the songs they sing and a plentiful waste of time of day. A plentiful waste of time. But it's a long, long while from May to December. Will the clover ring last till you reach September? And I'm not quite equipped for the waiting game, but I have a little money and I have a little fame. And the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November. And these few precious days I'd spend with you. These precious days I'd spend with you. So you see how it is, my dear?
Yes, sir, I do see. But there was someone else.
Kurt Vile's September Song, about an older man in love with a younger woman, is one of his most famous. Walter Houston premiered it on Broadway in 1953, but it's been covered many times by all kinds of singers, including a popular rendition by Mrs. Kurt Vile, Lotta Lenya.
Oh, it's a long, long while from May till December.
Before that, we heard No Time at All by Stephen Schwartz from 1972's Tony winner for Best Musical, Pippin. It was sung by Irene Ryan, otherwise known as Granny Clampett on the Beverly Hillbillies.
Turn him loose.
All I'm going to turn loose is about a pound of buckshot. There's half a pound. Where'd you like the other half?
And now one more song about aging, and this one is great fun. In 1971, John Kander and Fred Ebb created 70 Girls, 70. It's a musical based on the film Make Mine Mink, about a group of elderly folks who become fur thieves to steal from the rich and give to the poor. Now, the show has a lot of fun tunes in it, but I just love this one. It's sung by Mildred Natwick, who was nominated for a Tony for the role. Here is The Elephant Song.
Well, I think we ought to talk about death. Old people do, you know, and so far we've avoided any mention of it. So now I'd like to sing this death song. Don't worry, it's not your ordinary death song. Lorraine. When a person dies, he's put in the ground, and all his relatives gather around, and he gets a little stone, and he gets a little mound, where the ivy likes to grow. Tell me, how many graves have you seen so far? When you're riding by in your motor car, you can spot where all dead people are. But here is what I'm dying to know. Where does an elephant go? Where does an elephant go? When an elephant gets old and gray, that the poor thing's gotta be put away. Well, if somebody knows, won't somebody say, where does an elephant go?
Where does an elephant go?
Now, when Hannibal's elephants made that track way over the Alps to the Roman sack, surely one of them had a heart attack. Where did that elephant go?
Where did that elephant go?
When the pharaohs roamed in a biblical land to keep those Nubians well in hand, there were lots of elephants, I understand, everywhere you'd go. There've been elephants came from Kipling's pen. There've been elephants here since God knows when. So a hell of a lot must have died since then. And here is what I'm longing to know.
Here is what she's longing to know.
Where does an elephant go?
Oh!
Where does an elephant go? When a pharaoh finally met his doom, they would lay him out in a swanky tomb. But an elephant takes so damn much room. Where does an elephant go? Listen, I'd like to tell you something. Something that happened to me once. Every day of my life, I used to like to go up to the zoo, you know, in Central Park, and I especially liked to feed this elephant. Oh, I'd buy salted peanuts and things, and I'd feed her, and she was so cute, and I really enjoyed it. And then one day, I went up there, and that elephant was missing. Missing! Well, naturally, I was so upset and nervous, I just hollered out, Mr. Billings, Mr. Billings! He's the zookeeper. I said, Mr. Billings, what's happened to Patsy? Where is she? Well, Mr. Billings said, Patsy died. She had a coronary thrombosis and she's dead. Well, I said, where did you take her? Where did you put her? What did you have up here, the Santini brothers or something? Well, suddenly Mr. Billings got very busy. Oh, he had to run off and feed the snakes and the hippopotami and everything. And there I am, yelling after him, Mr. Billings, Mr. Billings, where did the elephant go? Where did the elephant go? When the coffin's shut and the lid is firm, a man's consigned to the pine and worm. But what kind of box fits a pachyderm? Where does an elephant go? When an elephant sees his final dawn, when an elephant's final breath is drawn, it's a cinch there ain't no forest lawn. Lorraine, think about that next time you're tickling the ivories. Where does an elephant?
Where does an elephant?
Where does an elephant?
Where does an elephant?
That was Mildred Natwick, who you may remember as the mom in the movie version of Barefoot in the Park, joined by Lillian Hayman and Goldie Shaw for The Elephant Song from Candor and Ebb's 70 Girls, 70. And now it's time for the finale of our show. We'll finish the way we began with the finale to The Scarlet Pimpernel, a reprise of Into the Fire. Douglas Sills sang the role of the Scarlet Pimpernel, a 1997 concept album turned Broadway show by Frank Wildhorn and Nan Knighton. The curtain falls, the crowd goes wild, and we come to the end of another episode of Show Tunes with Kate Botello. That's me. Hear all our episodes online at interlochenpublicradio.org. Dan Wanchura was our producer. Trivia hounds, be sure to check out the Broadway Musical Quiz Book by Laura Francos. This is Interlochen Public Radio. See you in the aisles.
What more can I write after all that has happened? What am I to do if I love him and the other one too? Must I break it off? These terrible questions.
I see nothing but the candle in the mirror. No visions of the future. So lost and alone.
And what of Princess Mary, dear Natasha? I'm in deep despair at the misunderstanding there is between us. Whatever my father's feelings might be, cannot help loving you. He is a tired old man and must be forgiven. Please come see us again. Dear Princess Mary, oh, what am I to write? How do I choose? What do I do? I shall never be happy again.
These terrible questions.
I'm so
say yes, just say yes.